the time. Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney, happy to be here, and I really mean that. Let me tell you, in my neck of the woods, it was some scary hours when tornadoes descended upon Dallas-Fort Worth. I've said this before, I've had the pleasure of living all over this great country, and I have seen the damage tornadoes done to small suburbs and some bigger cities, but I have never seen anything like it. When you're on a freeway, you're on the top, I'm going to call it the top shelf, upper deck. You're there in the lane, you look over, and you see nothing but a wall of darkness. That's frightening, my friends, let me tell you. And it was no movie, it was reality. For so many people, they came home to flattened houses, roofs being ripped off. You had one truck stop where the tractor trailers were lifted up into the air, 100 feet into the air, tossed around and smashed on the side of the road. It caused it caused lots of traffic snarls, people just shocked by what was going on, and hundreds of millions of dollars of damage. But here's the kicker: no deaths, absolutely no deaths. In when it was all said and done. And that, to me, is amazing. It's amazing that nobody was killed after what had happened for really 2 to 3 hours in Dallas. Planes were grounded. 100 planes had hail damage. So look for a more expensive ticket on American Airlines. So there was lots of damage to talk about, lots of evacuations. Schools were evacuated, downtown buildings were evacuated. And here's what Lieutenant Tim Jones had to say about what happened when he encountered a tornado.
My fence got knocked down, and all the houses next to me are just totally damaged. I just got hit by the tornado, actually. I have a tree down and a debris and everything in my backyard right now. My fence got knocked down.
Yeah, fence down. You could hear the dog barking in the background, and that was in a place called Lancaster. So 4 major suburbs were hit the hardest. An elementary school had its roof torn and several pieces of it. And it brings up the whole emergency prepared thing. We say this a lot. Every single week on America Tonight, there's some disaster somewhere. It's inevitable. This is life and changes of seasons and weather patterns and all that sort of stuff. But when the supercells descend upon you and you have those couple of minutes where you're thinking, what do I do? Do I jump in the tub with a grab a mattress and throw it on top of me? Do I go to the northeast corner of the house, which is what a lot of people say to do? Or do I just run? Am I just running away from this thing? What am I doing to get away from it? And you saw that with the people driving around. They were frantic looking because of the fact that you would see the rotation start. You didn't know if it was going to turn into a full-fledged funnel cloud or not, but thank goodness, I'll say it again, nobody was killed by any of those flying tractor trailers, any of the wild pieces of wood that flew up into the air, the plywood, the roofs, some of the other cars that got swept up into it, and that's just absolutely incredible. What's incredible is that nobody has backed out so far of the 4 that are left in the race to grab the Republican nomination. Romney once again clears the board, winning all 3 primaries that were held on Tuesday, and that's Wisconsin and Maryland and D.C. So now he's got over half the delegates needed to claim the nomination, because it's about getting the amount of delegates you need to be crowned the Republican nominee. And he's had it from the beginning. He's been the guy all along, and now it's just inevitable, very unlikely there be a brokered convention. And I would have to think some people listening to me might be psyched, but some people might be extremely disappointed, because I don't think that Romney either. He's one of those people that you liked Romney from the start, and who cares if he flip-flopped or got caught in certain things or it didn't come out right, he put his foot in his mouth when he was talking about wealthy friends or whatever. But how many new fans has he won over? Has he pumped anyone up? I've said, used this word before. He doesn't ignite excitement, but what do we want in a president? What do you want from Romney versus Obama? November is going to be really interesting. As we get into the fall and it becomes more of that one-on-one situation, that's going to be a very interesting couple of months. Already, the president is slamming Mitt Romney for backing Paul Ryan's budget that passed through the House, saying it really didn't look anything like reality, and said, you know, this is the other guy, this is Romney's point of view, that this is the route we should take. Now we're starting to see that more with the president. I think he officially is running, because you're going to hear more slams of Republicans and more slams of what's happening with the GOP slant probably out of Washington. And the three sweeps, the D.C., Maryland, Wisconsin, mean that he's got all the marbles. Like I said, if you want the exact totals, the numbers are indisputable that he, I don't see how he dumps it. I don't see how he could possibly lose. So this just adds to the tally. I've said this before, the very confusing and frustrating thing about the primaries and the caucuses is the winner take all, or take portion of it. And that's the problem. Only some have a winner take all versus the entire process being pretty uniform across the board. And that's what's really dragged this out. I don't see Newt Gingrich, as long as someone's giving him some money, backing out of it. And Rick Santorum wants nothing to do with backing out of it at this point. So this thing goes all the way through June. Some big things happening in June. By the end of June, you know, Mitt Romney officially is declared the guy. The Supreme Court hands down its ruling on health care, whether it's constitutional or not. And trust me, they're picking our pockets, so your premiums are absolutely tied to what's going to happen in this ruling. If the entire thing is scrapped, including the individual mandate, there still is a good chance the premiums will go up. If only there had been competition for the insurance business, the health business in a broader sense, we wouldn't be going through this disaster of seeing the policies shoot up to unaffordable rates. And the IRS is already training their soldiers, or tax people, to go after folks in 2014 who do not have insurance. Coming up on the flip side, we got all kinds of things, including sports shorts and numbers we can count. Plus, we're going to look at autism. It's National Autism Month. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com. Or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
There's nothing like going to an opening day in Major League Baseball. Just ask the multitudes of people who skip work and kids who take off from school to catch the hometown opener. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
World Series champs, the St. Louis Cardinals, kick things off against Miami Marlins on April 4th. Yep, it's the first week in April, which means nothing but possibilities for all 30 teams. Maybe it's the hope that draws us in. Writer Thomas Boswell wrote famously about it. The Cincinnati Reds, being the first professional baseball team, still hang on to some of their initial traditions, like a parade marking the first game of the season. And every year except one, the Reds always play their first game on the schedule at home. History has been made on opening day, like Bob Feller's no-hitter in 1940. The iconic Cleveland pitcher so far is the only guy to do it. The first president to throw out a first pitch was Howard Taft in 1910, and what a tradition that became for the Senators and now the Nationals in D.C. So here's to hope and opening day. Go Phillies. Like I said, everybody has a favorite. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Weekend counts. $10 million in a bounty. That's what's being offered. The U.S. is saying, yeah, you cough them up, we'll pay the price. That's for the arrest and conviction of Mohammed Saeed, who is a Pakistani man that's accused of masterminding the 2008 terror assault on Mumbai that killed 166 people. Saeed told GOTV in Islamabad that he is willing to speak with the U.S. at any time. In fact, here's one of the quotes that was sucked out of that interview. I am living my life in the open, and the U.S. can contact me whenever they want. Saeed says the U.S. government had a problem with the difference of the Pakistani movement against drone attacks, and that's really the problem. He says the U.S. government is listening to the Indian lobby and not making its own decisions. He also condemned the attacks in Mumbai. Bottom line is, buddy, you are on the wanted posters. Yep, that's a large bounty. Saeed is 62 years old. It's on the website. Check it out if you go to the State Department and you look up Rewards for Justice. It's on that program. Mm-hmm. You know that, I looked this up. They've been doing that since 1984. And I've always wondered that. When I was a kid, we had a post office close to where I grew up in Woodcrest, New Jersey. And I can remember having to run in to mail things for my mom. And I'd run in, get in line, and I would always look at the wanted posters. Surprised I didn't go in that direction. Not being on the posters, but chasing after the bad guys. Because it fascinated me. I remember reading what some of the people did. So this program started back in the 80s. It's paid about $100 million to 70 people for information about terrorists. And rewards can go up to, as we know, up to about maybe $25 million. And the State Department says, look, it's a success. It's one of the most valuable assets that the government has in the fight against international terrorism. Remember the amount of money that was being offered for Osama bin Laden? And I used to think nobody's coming forward on Osama bin Laden because do they care so much about money? So will anyone come forward with Saeed? And ultimately, will they get that $10 million? Saeed founded an Islamist group that is definitely blamed for Mumbai. They have lots of evidence that they can connect the dots to him, and now he's trying to counterattack in his own little propaganda machine. So we'll see what happens there. But always intriguing when somebody else makes the wanted, the bad guy list. All right, this isn't about... Or it could be actually about bad guys. It's certainly about money. In fact, Jay in Kentucky brought up this story the other day on the show, but the chairman of the House Transportation Committee is calling for a federal investigation, or a hearing, if you want. A hearing is a better way to say that, to find out how some stupid federal agency that's very obscure that nobody heard of blew $820,000 on a conference near Las Vegas. Congressman John Micah from Florida, who's the chairman, by the way, of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, says the expenses are outrageous. But you know what? It's just the tip of the iceberg. And it is outrageous. How is this possible? Does anyone look at the budgets? Do they have to turn in a budget to say what they're using the money for? Or they just turn in the receipts afterwards? We're talking about the General Services Administration. Uh-huh. So this report comes out, and now the White House accepts the resignation of the General Services Administration chief, Martha Johnson. Johnson also got rid of two deputies, suspended other career employees over this whole thing. The employees at the conference dropped thousands of dollars on luxury. They had to. What kind of swag bag did they have? You think the movie stars have it good when they go up and hand out an award and they get all these watches and diamonds and tickets to Dubai and whatever? In their giveaways, they had $6,000 on a commemorative coin, $8,000 on a yearbook, $3,200 for an in-house mind reader. What is a mind reader? Are you kidding me? Is that not red flags or what? 300 people went to the M Resort Spa and Casino in Henderson, Nevada. If you don't know where Henderson is, it's just a stone's throw away from the Strip. You'd have to take a cab there. It included a $95 per person dinner and reception, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, what do these people even do? What do they do? They spent $130,000 on pre-convention activities, 6 planning events that they held at that venue. Travel expenses for the, I can't even do this anymore. Expenses for the visits added up to $100,000, another $30,000 for catering. Okay, and this may be the worst insult of all. Planners paid consultants $12,000 for help in finding that location that they would go back to. Oh, why doesn't someone pay me $12,000? I can tell them where to go stay in Vegas. I mean, is that insane? Talk about a gross abuse of our money. This is our money. This is taxpayer money. It's just stupefying. Stupefying. I love that word. The GSA. A 5-day conference. I just don't get it. I don't get it. And I love this. The president released a statement through his White House chief of staff, Jack Lew, who said he was outraged by the excessive spending, questionable dealings with contractors, and disregard for taxpayer dollars. Yeah, it's crazy. Wonder how much more of this we could uncover. Scalloped potatoes for $1,500 per person? You know what? Are you kidding me? I don't know. Do you believe this or not? We'll move away from that. Do you believe that Jupiter is melting? You think Jupiter's melting? I don't know much about the stars, I have to tell you. I did okay in science. Yeah, I got B's probably in science, a few A's here and there. I liked it. I liked science, but it wasn't my thing. So anyway, I look up into the sky and I want people to tell me, well, see, that's a Big Dipper. That's the, you know, you're looking at whatever. The stars form this, because I don't really know what I'm looking at. Jupiter, according to these scientists, is in trouble maybe. So if you look at the planetary models, Jupiter has kind of a gassy outer envelope, if you will, and a rocky core that's got some heavier elements thrown in. But now there's evidence, according to these scientists, that shows that the insides of gas giants like Jupiter are really a messy mixture of elements without defined borders. So what does that mean? It could explode? Is that what they're telling us? We're working on the assumption that the planets are layered because it's easier to think about that. I don't know. A planetary wizard or science genius at the University of California, Berkeley, co-authored a new research paper that's appearing in the Physical Review Letters, something I'm sure none of us will read. But anyway, scientists had previously messed around with the idea of melting cores in large planets, but they didn't sit down and, I guess, do the calculations. I thought that's what science was about, calculations. And here's the bottom line. I'll cut through all the clutter. They used a computer program to simulate the temperatures that exceeded 7,000 degrees Celsius and pressures reaching 40 million times the air pressure found on Earth at sea level. And that's when they found that, geez, there's a really good chance that Jupiter is not what we think it is. It might be melting before our very eyes. Kind of scary, eh?
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've been talking about this now for weeks, and of course it happened back at the end of February. Sad, the death of Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old, and this was in a community outside of Orlando. A lot of fuzzy details, facts have been manipulated, and, you know, we've talked about this forwards and backwards, and we still haven't heard the last. I know I keep saying that. The latest today is they've got some digitally enhanced video that seems to show that George Zimmerman might have actually had some wounds and whatnot. And of course, he's the guy who was the self-proclaimed neighborhood watch man who was trailing Trayvon Martin. And we know all those details. So we'll sort that out later here on America Tonight. One of the things that came out of this is, and I was talking about this when I was in Washington, D.C., that there was actually a march in D.C., then they were calling it a million man hoodie march. And all of that goes back to the same thing, because remember, one of the things that came out of the Trayvon Martin death, his killing, is the fact that he had a hoodie on, and that was one of the descriptions. So now all of a sudden, this has become maybe sort of an unlikely symbol, as it was described in the Miami Herald, a way of expressing for these people who are just dumbfounded by what happened, sort of solidarity over this. And now not just in Washington, D.C., but in some of these protests all over Florida and even in that neighborhood, we've seen that that's been part of what people have worn and what they've done. We even had a congressman who stood on the floor and got chastised for doing that, for throwing up a hoodie. But as I said, we're not anywhere close to sorting out everything that happened here. It does bring into question, though, a sensitivity issue of cultural differences of understanding. Maybe like the hoodie, for example, that was part of what came out of here. Remember, he was wearing a hoodie, he was carrying a bag of Skittles and an iced tea that he had gotten from the convenience store. So was there a misunderstanding because of the description of it? So it goes back to the diversity that we have in our culture and then understanding, you know, what you see. Roiland Reed joins us now. We've had her on before. She's a terrific diversity training expert. She's part of the CMI team. Roiland, thanks for coming back on to America Tonight.
Hi, Kate. Glad to be with you.
So you heard in my description there that, you know, there's a lot of things that have to be sorted out with this. But one of the things we know is that the shooter told the police that the boy was wearing a dark hoodie and he looked suspicious and he thought he was up to no good. So this, I think, goes right to the heart of what you do, the whole diversity that we have in this country, and understanding that what I look at and what you look at is different from what somebody else looks at. And do you think that may have played into a part of this?
You know, Kate, I agree with that wholeheartedly, and even just what you were saying before, because we know hoodies don't kill, people do. So what happened here, even with everything, and as you mentioned, everyone's trying to sort out the details, but when you see perception and fear and you don't have all the facts, you know, it can just be a powder keg. You just see, even too, when you look at diversity, not only in that specific instance, but you look at what's happening in our country, you know, it's a good thing we're talking about it, because if we're talking about it and everything is so heated around here, that means there's still something under the surface and there are things that we need to deal with as a country. So the good thing is we are talking about it, because there are some issues that still exist.
Yeah, I agree with you. When you go in, and is that part of it? So when you go in and you talk to companies, do you see that? I mean, because, of course, we all come from different backgrounds and makeups and perceptions. You can't help it. Because I always say this, we're not like pieces of paper. We're not flat. We all are shaped by the way we're raised and our encounters. It's just a natural thing. And, Roiland, it's interesting to me. It's always it always perks up my ears when somebody says, "Oh no, they're completely unbiased." Because I think that all of us have to kind of work on that, because we all have a natural biases towards certain things. Do you think that's true?
You know, that is absolutely true, because we as humans just make assumptions.
Yes.
A lot of times we just look at what's out, you know, on the surface. Even when we look at fashions, or so often we as humans, we make a snap judgment about someone in seconds. And then when we go forward from there, we're just validating what we observe or what we've already assumed about someone. So that is just a human nature, and we all have to face that. But even though that is a nature that we do as humans, we can stop and think, evaluate our actions. And that's one thing we always have to constantly run through our filters, and we have to all the faith. We all can be biased and make assumptions. And so that's where we have to start.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think this is something that should be taught in the schools? Because certainly kids see this too. I mean, there's all kinds of, whether it's elementary school or in high schools, I don't remember. We never had that training. We never talked about that. But I don't think that would hurt to have some of those kind of discussions in the classroom. Do you think they belong there?
I think classrooms are good, and just every day as we move forward. But a lot of times with kids get it from home. So, but if we work at it both ways, and even, you know, that can help break the cycle or even create awareness, because there's so many basic things we do. How often do people just make jokes? And, you know, and we were talking about it, how it can happen on a negative side, but we can even look at it on a positive side. When we make assumptions and even look at, you know, the insanity that was going on, even though that was positive, there were a lot of basic stereotypes or assumptions made because of someone's ethnicity. So overall, we just have to really stop and look at it, and it's just creating awareness. And that's where, if we don't talk about it, first of all, we have to acknowledge, as you mentioned, we all can have biases. But two is acknowledge, if we continue to talk about it and be aware of it, then not only are we aware of it for ourselves, but we can help one another along the way. Because if someone makes a joke, do you stand around and you just kind of chuckle, even when you know it's wrong? Then that means you're still contributing to it. And that happens so often in the workplace, in the workplace and other places. Most times, even when that's done, the majority knows it's not right, but no one says anything. So if we begin to change how we look at it, and so often we attack one another, or if it's brought up, we've seen it as something that we shy away from. We should look at it as, hey, you know what? That's right. You know, let me retract that. So as you said, it'll be good if we continue to talk about it, but look at it as a way of how can we move forward.
as a people and as a country and as a in our nation.
Yeah. We're speaking with Roiland Reed, and she's a diversity training expert. I like what you said there, where you say, let me retract that. Because everybody has, this is the other thing, everybody has a different sensitivity chip. Somebody might be a little more sarcastic, jokey, that kind of thing, and somebody else might be much more sensitive and not always understand what's being said. I've seen that in every place I've worked, as a matter of fact, because in broadcasting, it's a creative field. Yes. And, of course, we're always kidding around with each other, convincing, and that's part of the fun of it. But then sometimes there's somebody who, for however, whatever's happened in their background, they're not seeing it that way, so it comes off differently. That's a great suggestion about just, hey, look, sorry, I retract what I said. I didn't mean to say that. And I think if more people, I don't know why this is, Roiland, but it seems to me that people are afraid to say, sorry, made a mistake, my bad. Do you find that?
And you know what? That really is true, because on the other side, too, Kate, we have to allow people to make mistakes and allow people to correct mistakes, their mistakes. Because if we look at it, we've seen, too, with some of the recent stories that have gone on, there have been people in the media who've lost their jobs.
Yeah.
You know, and so therefore, if your job is on the line or your reputation or even other social things, you're going to be more apt to shy away from it. Then we push it under the rug more, and then we don't talk about it. It's like a scab, you know, that never heals. So everyone has to look at that as well. Of course, now with social media, it's a whole new ballgame. Because, you know, with that social media going viral, that can affect, you know, ratings and products that people buy. So,
sure.
Therefore, just with how our country is with communication, it's different. But we all have to stop. So not only those who are watching what we say, but also sometimes we as people need to be more tolerant in terms of allowing someone to retract or say I was wrong and let it go on.
Yeah. Do you think, because we started this talking about the hoodie, because the hoodie became this symbol all of a sudden, that I saw something with Geraldo Rivera, who said that African Americans and Hispanic teenagers should stop wearing hoodies because they're inviting themselves to be targets. Now, I'm going to say I disagree with that. That's taking it to the other end. How about, can we just not wear hoodies or can we just wear hoodies or not wear hoodies? Because I know plenty of people that have them. I went through my closet, Roiland, and I run or I walk. I've got three.
Yes, absolutely. And if you think about it, hoodies have been around for a long time. It has become a craze. You know, that's one thing. But the unfortunate thing is, even like with Geraldo, what are you saying? It'd be different if you said, let's all stop wearing hoodies. But how do you think that makes, certain kids of certain ethnic groups that you can't wear them because of perceptions that might happen, not based on your actions, whereas it's not equal across the board. So even with that, just stirs up something. You know, it may be true, at least in this instance, but we've got to still talk about it and take it head on versus just say, hey, continue on with this pattern. But that's one thing Geraldo said is he said what a lot of times people talk about in their small circle. And that's one thing to talk about it, but when you go out, you've got to finish the thought. You can't just leave it there and just saying, hey, these two groups need to do something about it. And I think one thing we saw, at least based on what the media was saying, is Geraldo's son did not agree with him.
Yeah.
So he fell in that category. He says, hey, you dad, I don't agree with that. This is how it makes me feel.
Right, exactly. Great stuff. Some good tips there. Remember, don't be afraid to say that, hey, my bad. Roiland Reed, diversity expert, CMI team, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate. Always a pleasure.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24/7 with free shipping. shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
About the tornado. In fact, I spent half of the day either getting away from the weather or jumping on a couple of shows across the country to tell people what I had seen. We first of all want to tell everybody that we're all okay, knock on wood, at DFW right now. We've had the airports were evacuated. Love Field was evacuated. As far as DFW itself, the other airport, they grounded the planes. You had 18-wheelers that were flipped over. Forney Elementary, the kids had to be evacuated from there because there was some damage as a tornado slammed down in that area. So some really, really scary weather. Also have a friend who works for D Magazine, and the downtown office buildings were many of them evacuated. And she said they were sitting in the underground parking lot. And so, yes, some terrible weather in DFW, without a doubt. Joining us now, Carrie Owens. We're going to talk about autism and some of the numbers that have come out about autism. She's from T2000, but she knows what this weather's been like. She had to scurry around and pick up some children. Hey, Carrie, you're okay right now, though, right?
We're doing okay right now. We are in a safe spot. I apologize if you hear any sirens in the background because they're still going off, but we are safe right now.
So when you first heard about the weather, though, we're going to talk about autism and kids and whatnot. You thought about your kids right away, right? And did you think, well, I got to go to school and get them?
Well, yes, they're actually toddlers, so I had to get to their caregivers, and I thought, I've got to get there however I can. You know, that was my first priority over myself, which, you know, they say to just stay where you are. But obviously, as a parent, my main concern is to take care of my children.
Yeah. And you picked them up, and everything's okay. And tell people that are listening, because, you know, DFW is a big area. It's our fifth biggest city in this country. And you're on the east side, right, east of Dallas?
I am on the far east side, actually into Kaufman County, about 30 miles southeast of Dallas. So it was, you know, to get here, it took a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we're glad that you were still able to join us. We want to talk about something pretty serious, and thank goodness there's now an awareness about this. The CDC published a report in this week's Morbidity and Morality weekly report that they put out. And in that report, they showed that 1% or these are shocking numbers, or 1 in every 88 children is diagnosed with autism today. And that's 1 in 54 boys. So that's right. A 78% increase in 6 years. I mean, tenfold, you know, absolutely incredible the way that this has grown, sadly. So now we're looking at some new research to try to figure out, a lot of parents are doing this certainly, if they can recognize signs of autism at a very early age. Tell us, that, you know, from your perspective in looking at the research and whatnot, obviously if you can get to therapy sooner rather than later, that has to be better for these kids. Correct?
Exactly. Yes. And that's kind of what I wanted to touch on as well. Some people may not be, you know, they've heard the buzzword autism. It's out there in the public, but they aren't very sure exactly what that is. And I kind of wanted to touch on that as well. Mm. What they're learning about autism, it's still very unclear what causes autism. But what they're looking at now is there are a lot of things that are coming from just genetics, as well as environmental factors that influence early brain development. So typically, a child that develops autism, you're going to see signs as early as the year one. So that seems very early. But, you know, what we want to do, and thank goodness for April being Autism Awareness Month, is really gain some awareness, tell parents what they need to be looking for, the signs that will say, hey, you need to get your child to their physician to see if any of these may be risk factors for developing autism or to be somewhere on that spectrum disorder. What I kind of wanted to say as well, as far as the signs for autism, some of those can be as simple as, you know, by the age of 6 months, typically you're going to see a baby grin back at you. Very, very simple things. In these type of situations, that may not be occurring. Little things like strange movements, repetitive movements, things like that that may make you pause and think, well, that's kind of strange at their age to be doing that, but maybe it's just something that they like to do, you know. But there are some key signs that if you see, and one of the biggest ones is no babbling, no verbal recognition by the age of one, and that's something a lot of them get diagnosed by the age of one because right. they're not developing and hitting these milestones like they should at a specific age.
Yeah. I wanted to throw this out, and I'm sure you're aware of this, and this is what sure. we're talking about here, the positivity of catching it quickly, of looking for the signs. I just saw something the other day. I might have been on CNN or Fox or somewhere, and they were talking about this study that found that 10% of severely autistic children actually bloom, and some even outgrow their disabilities by the time they're adolescents. I think that's terrific news.
Yes, it is. And that was just actually published this week. And it's great for companies like Therapy 2000 that what we try and do is early intervention for children with disabilities and special needs. So exactly. In this study, they found a lot of children that were severely affected with their symptoms, even by the age of 8, when caught early and treatment was started quickly, yes, by the age of 8, they were said to have bloomed and left a lot of the symptoms behind, which obviously is going to make it so much easier for them socially to be more accepted in their environment. Because a lot of times that's what these children are faced with these symptoms. They're kind of you know, looked at differently. They don't behave the same way, and it makes it very hard for them to socially interact. So that is fantastic news for, you know, these families and also for our industry, because, you know, that is our main goal with agencies like ours, especially at Therapy 2000 here in the Dallas area, is to, number one, notice the signs early, you know, teach parents how to notice those signs early, but number two, to seek out help for their kids as soon as they can. You know, we try to get in the home. We actually provide speech and occupational and physical therapy to these children in their home, so in their own environment. And just like I said a minute ago about making them more socially interactive and learning how to deal with their own environments, that's what our home-based therapy tries to do. Mm. You know, we're teaching them how to gain, you know, their own independence in their own home, how they can function. around their own environment, and we try and get the families involved too, because we want to stop that progression of what's happening to them.
Have you seen great success with that, with doing the home care instead of the child going to a clinic?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because one of the things we try and focus on is family involvement. So in a home-based setting, the parents are involved with setting goals for the child, what we want them to achieve, what is it we're trying to accomplish. So when we're doing treatment with that child, the family is very involved. So when we are not in the home, the family can continue helping that child develop when we're not there. Whereas typically a rehab facility, outpatient clinics, the parents have much less interaction. They may be in the waiting room while the patient goes back and does their session with their therapist, which still is beneficial. Any type of intervention is beneficial, but the parent doesn't necessarily know what's happening in those sessions, and they can't necessarily get involved like we would want them to, just to speed up that progression of success. So we see huge, huge strength in treating the patient in their own environment with their family involved.
So with the family involved, I'm wondering, just off the top of my head, I'm thinking there's people listening to us across the country and in Dallas and all over the place who may have a child or a grandchild they're concerned about. When you do the in-home care, when you do that, and as you mentioned already, the cocoon, I would assume, is safe because the parents are there. What? Give me one of the therapies that really seems to have worked for these kids that have autism.
Okay. You know, really all three are very beneficial, and I'll tell you why. Take, for instance, there's different severities of autism. You may have one that's not a child that's nonverbal. Okay. So speech therapy is great for that, to help them develop, you know, how to speak and how to properly form their words and really try and bring that out in them. Occupational therapy has to do with everyday living, everyday tasks, how they function in their own environment. So for these kids where, you know, sometimes the social world is just overwhelming and they're frightened to be out. You may have seen in public the noise and everything just really bothers them. Occupational therapy really helps them deal with just everyday tasks and getting over some of those hurdles. And then physical therapy, some of these are affected just by the way that they use their bodies. You know, some of them have mannerisms where they may, like I said, sway back and forth. They may walk a particular way, which, you know, at a young age, that all has to do with muscle development too. So our physical therapist can help ensure that they are developing properly from their core and from their muscles as they, you know, grow with their age, that everything is where it should be.
Yeah. What a terrific... We're almost out of time, Carrie, but I wanted to say, I mean, what a terrific, talking about those three therapies and what's happening. What a terrific thing that we're starting to see the numbers turn around. I like the idea of going into the home. Therapy 2000, Carrie Owens, thank you.